How to Raise and Talk Successfully to Kids, 5 Principles of Parenting by Dr. Aliza Pressman. We'll explore the depths of the parenting wisdom, guide us through the journey of raising resilient and happy children or future generation. Before embarking on the journey, let us have a groundwork of what are these 5 principles. First one, relationship. Second one, reflection. Third one, regulation. Fourth one, rules. And the fifth one, repair. Let's get started. So let's go a little more detail on what are those principles. First one, relationship. That means building strong connections with the children, with yourself first of all, and with the kid as well. Second one is reflections. Reflecting on your emotions, your responses, and also reflecting on what the child is having emotions and how they are responding to. Third one, regulation. Regulation in the sense teaching self-control. Self-control in yourself when you're responding especially, and try to teach the same self-control in the kid as well. Fourth one, rules. Having clear boundaries and expectations. Fifth one, repair means addressing the conflicts, repair and rejuvenate that relationship. The book speaks, parents are like scientists. We are experimenting all the time. And also, don't consider children as an empty vessel. You are not filling to that vessel. Children are also scientists. They are the upcoming or growing scientists. So the point is that any expert advice, wherever you get it, that will not 100% fit on any context. Your context, you have to understand, reflect, experiment, and explore yourself. So parenting itself is a mental struggle, but don't try to approach it by avoiding, abusing yourself and the children and neglecting that relationship. Establish the consistent habits and try to distinguish between the needs and the wants of the children. Both are different. Parenting is something like you find in moderation, or finding the moderation in you. Focus on what truly matters. Don't have to do it everything. Clear the noise and begin from the place of balance, a grounded place. That is where the intentional parenting thrives, not the responsible parenting or default parenting is different. Pause between the stimulus and the response. Mostly you have a lot of conflict with your child that happened with the stimulus and response. Stop there, stay in a place of balance and grounded, then try to make the intentional choices to have a meaningful connection with the children. So secure attachment form the cornerstone of any relationship. Important is to have the responsiveness and attunement to that. So recognize and respect the children and their unique temperament. That's important. And try to reframe the worries of you as a parent into something like understanding and empathy. Try to use it in that way. Embrace the imperfection you have and try to be self-compassionate as well. Nobody's a perfect parent or something. Fostering same time the emotional growth in yourself and the children. So conclusion, recognize and respect the children and have the unique temperament. Try to understand it and try to express your worries to gain empathy and understanding from the child as well. Engage in the delightful play with the child, not something like a manipulative play or something like that. Be delightful and fully engaging. Creativity, be creative and be problem solving and positive interaction. That doesn't mean that every problem you take care and solve for the child. Instead, you equip the child to solve the problem. So you try to translate the parenting science into values and daily practices. Somehow, as I mentioned, promoting the autonomy, reflecting on themselves, or allowing the child to reflect themselves and be creative and problem solving is important. And finally, try to repair the parenting issues through the interactions you have. Within the connectedness you have, try to promote the autonomy there. Try to create a nurturing family environment. That's important. And another thing is about establishing the health and other things like healthy sleeping habits early in the child is good. and try to provide a conducive environment for sleeping, like something like consistent bed routine and something is good for optimal environment. Try to allow the child to appreciate the restness, the importance of being rest and recovery. That's important. Let them learn that from the beginning, the autonomy and self-compassion. So navigate the conflicts with an empathy and balance. That's important. And try to utilize that conflicting, that repair and resolution scenarios into become more bonded with the child. Support the child's autonomy also and inner efficacy. Don't belittle or don't deprive the child telling you are not good enough or something like that. Appreciate that autonomy. Try to foster that resilience and emotional intelligence or emotional resilience, because they are not always with you. They are going to be school and beyond. They need to be emotionally resilient and physically resilient in every other parts of their life. So try to support and appreciate that from the beginning. So for sure, when there are more than one children, there is going to be sibling conflicts and all. Try to reduce the dynamics in that conflicts. Your intervention, especially as a parent, should encourage the negotiation, cohesion and mutual respect. It should not be one-sided or biased or something. And another thing is that try to normalize the anxiety. Especially kids, they are vulnerable to a lot of things. Let appreciate or normalize their anxiety, maybe in a divorce scenario and all, that will be, or sometime the grandmothers or those people will be passed away. So honor the memories, support and try to understand the life and its transitions better. And also be compassionate and try to be understanding with the child as well. And balance screen time in the real world. It's not practical to be like Steve Jobs, just avoiding iPad or controlling the TV. The best option, as Dr. Author is telling, is allow the child to take his own screen time. Let him watch his TV in a way, no need to control completely. Healthy device use and address the exposure as well. And social media impact also, that will affect the mental health. Try to just hold it. No, instead of controlling, try to balance it. And keep an open dialogue regarding the gender, sex and consent and such things, because when they are growing, and try to empower them into navigate and understand such complex life topic with the confidence and respect. So thank you for joining us in this journey through the wisdom of parenting. May this be your inspiration, guidance and joy when you nurture and raise your children. Until next time, from Rami's Book Library, happy parenting.